Vandalism. You've been a girl for a long time, and there's always old school type of people want to get to know your whereabouts and what you've been up to of late. As far as maybe you've packed your music and now doing other stuff, people still want to get find out what you've been up to.
I think I'm still 100%, or should I say 99.9% music, and then the other businesses that I do are like part time.
Okay,
so I still do my music as my one business.
Okay.
Yeah.
So should we take it that you've been working background or dropping more music, or maybe you've just been working in the background?
I haven't done much in music on the market, but I've been working, I think, almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do a performance like for Zanek on the editorial dedication. Mm-hmm. I have been doing the first critical 1,000 days nutritional campaign for CSO Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been doing a lot of activism on women, that is musically, and then the youth rehearsals and live performances and grooming of young musicians every day.
Mm.
So I'd say my life is 100% music.
Mm. Now in the industry, is it not 20 to 22 years?
This is the 2019. I'm 24.
Wow. It's a grand man.
I was learning actually from the people I work with, because every person I work with is a different experience, and I really appreciate what I've learned from them as while they are also learning from my
experience
that I've had.
Okay. So the other thing I'd like to find out from you is, one thing I've noticed about new artists, they always want to make it very fast than them getting to learn a lot. Maybe from your perspective, and you have been in the game for a long time, anything that you have to say about that? Because I've come across quite a number of artists who always complain, just being for about 5 years, they start complaining, saying, I'm not making a big song, this thing is not for me. Maybe from your experience, what would you tell them, or maybe encourage them?
For me, I think it's better to wait on God for your right time. You know, you can push, but if God says it's not the right time, things ain't gonna work in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing you can do is just keep pushing, keep knocking, keep praying to God that He answers you one day for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the issue with some sometimes comes once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody shouldn't wait to do a song that will be appreciated by everybody. But all they should know is whatever they do, there's always a market for it, and they should appreciate the market that's there for them.
Okay, so are you happy on how things you are seeing it right now? Because you're still here and we're still celebrating you, and I want to get further from you, because I would say you are the people who started Zambian music. Are you happy with what you're seeing right about now as far as Zambian music is concerned? Are you happy with what you're seeing?
I'll say yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have very, very unfooked musicians being rushed to be stars, and then they don't know how to handle that. So in the end, you find this is why we have two men, one hit wonders on the scene. So we and the other thing, the other major thing is, I think our politicians, the government themselves, they need to do something about the art. They need to give us the policies that are really going to protect us. So that it is right now, musicians are being ripped off by the politicians, by the government, and by the public itself. Everybody is part of the ripping off of the music, the young musicians, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something which really I affects me all the time. I see it because most of the people are in their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So tied to the industry. But yet, if you look at the world today, everything is evolving around creativity, which is artistic kind of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone to make it even deep in the States, you have to be somehow a bit artistic. Even for the Bill Gates and all of those guys to be where they are today, it's because they embrace the issue of the art, and then the policies in those countries is protective of the creative mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we need government. We need our politicians, if they really are working with us, to help them to get into power. They should also consider putting things right for us, so that we stop being. They've made musicians to be bootlickers, to even useless politicians, you know. Those are things that we can only avoid them by the government giving us right music industry from musicians and then give them that type.
So the other thing I'd like to find out from you is, in your young, in your youth right there as well, what is one thing that you were fighting for and seeing it happening right now in terms of maybe Zambian music, and now you are super proud saying, and this is what I've seen happen right now?
I was partly involved in the formation of Utang George Tabarama, was spearheading the formation of the national anthem I'm seeing today. Even the government have accepted it and people are employed in that aspect. Also issues like ZAMTOPS, I was also partly in the background in the formation of COPS, which is interesting. Though it's a pity that the policies that we I'm talking about usually come very late. For instance, the issue of the hologram came like a generation after we were crying for it. So by the time it was being given to us, it was useless. And even today, the hologram is useless because technology has a different level. So it's the same as most of the acts that govern the art industry today are all in their mediocre, you know, generation. They are not up to date with the technology that we are in today. So hence, I'm calling for the government to give us a texture that will be at par with any musician they have in terms of talent and artists and even an American artist and artists there's no artist similar to the other. So creativity is there, we have everything, but we have management, we have policies to protect us. And then these are the things that the industry needs to be fighting for, not for us to fight to be known or to be on the chart somewhere. No, we need to fight to have the right policies such that even 20 years down the line, the young boys that will be coming up or girls who want to be musicians should find an even ground of them working. It shouldn't only make every artist want to go and live in a foreign country for them to make them to be protected.
I'm still hoping that you get paid for your songs that are still playing right here as well. I hear that you're supposed to be getting paid as artists whenever your song plays. I don't know if that applies to you, Legendary, is right there. Because I've been playing Dialelo, and I'm hoping that has been taken note of and you get your...
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. But unfortunately, the stations are not submitting the royalties to Zamcops. Because I tell people, when people are talking about TV, taking their program to a TV station and getting paid for it. It's the same as the musician taking his music to a radio station. He should get paid because we are contributing up with the music.
Anything that you'd like to highlight, York, I've been following you from day one, and the people who are locked you right about now have been asking a lot of questions too, or maybe anything that they need to be up to date from James Amanyanzi.
I tell them there is a lot of nice music. I'm always playing it in my car. Should be any day. I can't promise when. It will be hitting the airwaves, and I'll definitely start with my radio station fan up to me. And then they should expect explosive music. There's something for the women, for the old at heart. There's something for the young at heart, because music is all music. An artist should be dynamic. And then so nobody can confine me to being old school when I'm still living even in the present time. So there's definitely going to be something for everybody out there.